13 minutes to nine. A new book tells the extraordinary story of four British men who met birdwatching in a German prisoner of war camp. Birds in a Cage explains how the men ended up together in the Warburg camp for captured Allied officers near the village of Dossel in northwestern Germany. There they did pioneering work together which revealed never-before-seen details about bird life, but which also acted as cover for other inmates digging escape tunnels. Well, as Hugh Williams reports, after the war, members of the group went on to become some of the founding fathers of conservation in this country, including setting up the world-famous bird observatory on Fair Isle in the Shetland Islands.
Every morning starts in pretty much the same way for us, with a check round what's been seen.
During the season, every day at the Fair Isle Bird Observatory starts with Warden Dave Parnaby, or one of his deputies, leading a round of the Heligoland traps dotted across the island to see what unsuspecting birds have blundered in overnight and been caught. The last time I was on Fair Isle, the traps seemed mainly to be catching starlings, which protested loudly when they were taken back to the Bird Observatory to be measured, weighed and ringed. You might not think of starlings when you think of Fair Isle. The island's better known for the rarities that land there with extraordinary regularity, attracting twitchers keen to add to their lists of birds spotted. But amazingly, the story of the obs goes back to the Second World War, when an extraordinary group of men were thrown together in a German prisoner of war camp. Derek Nieman is the author of Birds in a Cage.
They found themselves in a camp with more than 2,000 other officers, and they were the only bird watchers in the whole camp.
The men were John Barrett, John Buxton, Peter Conder and George Waterston.
They became bird brothers, really, and it gave them a sense of purpose. I really feel that they no longer saw themselves as prisoners of war. They saw themselves as ornithologists.
Some of the men whose story is told in the new book had taken part in a BBC Living World programme in 1970 about being bird watchers behind barbed wire.
We all watched one of the most phenomenal bird migrations I've ever seen. Flocks of, 5,000 rooks?
Yes, certainly.
Coming across the sky just about at the limit of visibility and then suddenly materialising and diving down onto some manure heaps that have been put on the fields below us.
The appeal to men who were caged of watching birds who could fly free seems obvious.
They used to record the birds flying up to the sentry boxes and feeding just above the sentries' heads. So if you like, it was a kind of laughing at the sentries because the birds were able to go in and out to the wire and the prisoners were stuck behind the barbed wire.
It was during our talks and discussions in prison camp that I evolved the idea of setting up a bird observatory on Fair Isle.
And the work and all the planning that the men had done in the prison camp set the course for the rest of their lives, for at least some of the group, and definitely for George Waterston.
I was repatriated in October 43. Early one morning, there was a shout went up, land ahead. And those of us who could manage on crutches and one thing or another, all hurtled up on deck. And to my utter astonishment, looming out of the early morning mist of a beautiful October morning, was the Sheep Rock on Fair Isle.
He bought Fair Isle and set up his observatory. The island was later sold to the National Trust for Scotland, and the former RAF huts which once housed the obs are long gone, now replaced by the second purpose-built building on the same site.
Time for log.
But you get the feeling he'd feel at home anyway. Much of the routine remains, including cocoa and bird log at the end of every day. The almost religious ritual of recording who's seen what species and where.
Hooper swan.
And Peter Conder went on to head the RSPB, based at Sandy in Bedfordshire. He oversaw a tenfold increase in membership and helped to turn it into the campaigning organisation it is today.
It gave Waterston and it gave Conder a CV for peacetime, really. You know, they got into conservation because of the things they'd been doing during the war.
Derek Nieman there, the author of Birds in a Cage, talking to Hugh Williams. It's 8 minutes to nine now.